getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back with another exciting week, another thrilling hour of old-time records. And that's the trick with this show. Everything you hear is coming from a phonograph record. Generally vinyl, a little shellac once in a while, just to keep things interesting. So that's the way it goes. That's why you don't hear any new bands on the show. They're not out there making new records. They're out there making new downloads and CDs. But anyway, we've got records to play, work to do, things to take care of. Let's get right to it. Now, this record I pulled out, and it's Babes in Polka Land is the name of the song. It's a Walt Zeislik and his musical ambassadors. And it says, Babes in Polka Land. All right, so right away, I thought, that's not politically correct. Can't go around calling women babes. That's insulting nowadays. You can't say that. So I thought, well, but this is probably, you know, referring to small children. Because obviously it would be babes in Toyland, and it would be small kids who are in Toyland. And then I listened to the record and went, nope. But I'm going to play it anyway. And this is a special record because every now and then a record gets pressed off center. Right? So when you put the record on and you watch the tone arm, it kind of goes back and forth. And the music instead of, you know, going la, 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 goes la, 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 because it's not straight. But I figured out if you take the little 45 adapter thingy out and you put the record on the turntable a little bit kiddy-wampus, you can correct for the lopsidedness of a bad pressing. So we're going to try it. Walt Zeislik and his musical ambassadors, it's Babes in Polka Land.
Come here, my darling, and take my hand while we await our trip to Polka Land. The music's cheery, so happy and gay. You can't help but lose your troubles away. There will be singing, dancing, and cheer. Good Polish food and plenty of beer. Good looking babes there and lots of men. So take my hand, dear, and let's begin. People are happy and full of joy. Each Polish babe has got her own guy. The band is happy, the music's gay. I wish we wouldn't call it a day. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la.
There you have it there, Babes in Polka Land. It's Walt Zeislik and his musical ambassadors here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I think my plan to put the record on a little kiddy-wampus to counterbalance the bad pressing, giving me a lopsided hole in the record, worked out just fine. Sounded pretty good, didn't it? Anyway, welcome to another show. As long as we're playing controversial records, we might as well go all the way. I got Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, because sometimes it's just the Harmony Boys. Sometimes it's just Lil Wally. We don't know what's going on. And somebody, not me, put an X through the title and everything on this record. Like an X where they meant it. Like they took a pencil and went back and forth 36 times to make sure it was X'd out good. It's Lil Wally and the gang. My wife, she got drunk.
Got drunk and she started to roll. My wife, she got drunk and I had to take her home. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy, the pots and the pans flying all around the house. You think she's trying to kill the neighbor's pet, and that's the mouse. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy. My wife got so drunk that she couldn't even see. She was kissing my neighbor and thinking that it's me. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy. My wife, she fell down and she lost her upper plate. It took 7 days and nights before she even ate. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy.
There you go, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. My wife, she got drunk. All kinds of trouble there. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, spinning the great old-time records for you here on the show. As usual, we'll have our weekly waltz. We always have at least one waltz. And also, I'll see if I can't drum up a nice shellac record for us this week. I haven't even looked yet, but there's a pile over yonder, so I'll check it out here in a little bit. Haven't heard a Don Peachy record for a while. I think we ought to take care of that. It's the No-No Polka. Thank you. Don Peachy and his orchestra, the No-No Polka, on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, of course, in Superior, Wisconsin. Encourage you to visit them. Maybe you don't like to travel in the winter. Winter's coming. It's been holding off pretty good up here in the North Country, but it's not going to hold off forever. But, you know, you can take a little quick little whirlwind tour of the World of Accordions Museum with a simple visit to their website, worldofaccordions.org. Now, they don't have pictures of all 1,400 accordions that are on display on their website, but they do have some pictures. You can take a look at it, and basically you go, holy cow, look at all those accordions. But they have all sorts of other related items on display, as well as research material, historical documentation, photographs, music, all sorts of great stuff there. Of course, they have the Accordion Repair and Technician School as well, and the beautiful concert hall. And is it like the biggest accordion museum in the world? I mean, I don't know. It would be hard to think the biggest of anything in the world is in Superior, Wisconsin, but it's possible. That's a bunch of accordions, but check them out, all right? Well, online, worldofaccordions.org. If you're going to be in the area in Superior, maybe you live right around here, you can hop right over there. Take a look, worldofaccordions.org. All right, now, there are not a lot, but a few polkas about disc jockeys. In fact, I open the show every week with Dick Piller and the orchestra doing the Polka DJ. And I know there's a few polkas out there that have been dedicated to specific radio stations. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I played, what did I play? I played Don't Throw Beer Bottles at the Band by the Milwaukee Rascals. Maybe I played that last week. I don't remember. Anyway, they also have the Disc Jockey Polka. So with that, here are the Milwaukee Rascals.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a new song here. It's called the Disc Jockey Polka. Bye-bye. Hey, Mr. Disc Jockey, play a song for me. Hey, Mr. Disc Jockey, play a pretty melody. Play for me a polka, for very good as you. Hey, Mr. Disc Jockey, I like Skyrek too. Hey, Mr. Disc Jockey, I like Skyrek too. Play for me a polka, play a little bit of polka band. Cause I like this polka music, best that's in the land. Hey, Mr. Disc Jockey, won't you play for me?
We assume they're in Milwaukee. It's the Milwaukee Rascals there. That's their Disc Jockey Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, which reminds me, Bobby Arrow did a Disc Jockey Polka as well. Odds I could find that before the show's over? Zero. That is the answer to that question. But it would be fun to have two Disc Jockey Polkas in one show, right? Yeah, not going to happen. Here's the Happiness Polka, Little Richard's Polka Band. Okay, push the right button. I'm sitting here talking into the microphone, and the microphone's not hooked up to the button I was pushing. Jeez! Anyway, Little Richard's Polka Band there, and the Happiness Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. A little discombobulated, because going into that record, I was talking about Bobby Arrow, and I thought maybe I could find the Disco Jockey Polka, and I couldn't. And I barely made it back in time to get another record ready to go before the other one ended. So it was a close one, but I'll have to see if I can't dig that up for next week because it's a fun record and it's completely ridiculous. So I'll see what I can see what I can do about that. All right. What else going on? Let's do. Now I'm all disorganized because I was over there. Now I'm over here. Eddie Zima and the orchestra. Yeah, that's it. This is the Joker Polka. There you go. There you have Eddie Zeman, the orchestra, Joker Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget now, if you have a request or dedication, question, comment, recipes to share, automotive repair advice, whatever, you can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters a multitude of ways. You can leave a text or a voice message to area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy to remember. Or you can go to the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right? Any of those ways is going to do the job for you. Now, last week, I think it was last week, I played Wipeout by a group called the Black Diamonds. And they look like young people, judging from the photo with the record here. But the record's 50 years old. It came out in 73. Well, this is 23, so that's 50 years ago at least, because it's almost the end of 23 now. And so I played Wipeout just because I wanted to see how a band that appears to be an old-time band would do Wipeout, and it was fine. But I thought we probably owed the world a polka from the Black Diamonds now. It says here they're from St. Cloud. At least they were 50 years ago from St. Cloud, Minnesota. So I don't know, but here's one we all know. It's the Lichtensteiner Polka. Here's the Black Diamonds. There you go. Very respectable number there. They're new to the show, actually, as of last week. The Black Diamonds found the record out in the garage. And, 50-year-old record, which means a lot of these records are even older than that. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Anyway, now we know. They've been on the show twice. Not bad. There's still a lot of people never been on the show, so I'll keep working on that. Now, here's an interesting little number. I haven't played this for ages. And it's basically a song about getting out and voting, and it's not even time to vote for anybody yet. And, of course, by the time the election year rolls around, we're starting to talk about getting out the vote. I'll have no idea where I put this record. But it's Madeline Latlip with Joe Gurka's orchestra. It's the Pull the Lever Polka.
One, two.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and leave it your four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You pick the guy you like the best and bet he's gonna get it. Republican or Democrat, you gotta give him credit.
So you pull the lever one or two and leave it three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The elephant said, listen, friend, wipe off that silly grin. We'll see what others think of you when all the votes are in.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You study all the promises each candidate keeps making. You listen very carefully and hope he isn't faking.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The donkey and the elephant sat down together and cried. No matter who the winner is, we'll help the other side.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
They better do their best by us, of that there is no doubt. We voted all these fellas in and we can vote them out.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
Okay, just pull that lever. That's what you do. I'll lose this. No, you know what? I have, now that I think about it. I have on the shelf here a special place where I put records that have a special purpose, like where all the Christmas records are that we're officially starting this week. I'm going to ease into it, though. I got a nice winter polka by Vern Meisner we're going to play. We're going to ease into the Christmas songs like we do every year, leading up to, of course, our all-Christmas show, Christmas Week. So stand by for that. But I can put this in the special shelf where there are records for special occasions, you know, like the St. Patrick's Day songs and the 4th of July songs and happy birthday songs and stuff like that. I'll put it up there. Then I'll forget that it's up there. When election time comes, now forget to play it. But anyway, here's one we don't play very often. It's Whoopi John and the Orchestra. It's the Martha Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. The Martha Polka. It's Whoopi John and his band. That's not a very good name for the band. But anyway, right here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Just in case you were wondering what this is, maybe you just stumbled on this and you're like, what the heck is coming out of my radio? Well, it's the Oompa Hour. It's an hour of great old-time polka music each and every week right here, the same spot on the dial. Let's get one from the Dynatones in here, shall we? I don't think they've come around for a little while. It's the Suzanne Come Back Polka.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
Suzanne and I would sing or talk about everything. We had a love we thought would never die. But it happened so fast when the worst came to pass. My Suzanne has said her last goodbye.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me. So happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
There you have it, Suzanne, Come Back Polka, Dynatones here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, we always include at least one waltz in every show, and I try to find a shellac record for every show, and I'm going to try to do that here. Time's wasting away, and I haven't figured out what I'm doing yet, but I'm working on it, for Pete's sake. I have a slow song for you. I don't play slow songs very often that are not a waltz. Just because I like the snappy numbers, you know, I can't help it. But I told you we were going to start easing into the Christmas records, and most of the Christmas records, well, half of the Christmas records, half of all the Christmas records are actually winter records. They're not Christmas songs. Marshmallow World is not a Christmas song. Frosty the Snowman is not a Christmas song. Santa was not involved in the whole Frosty deal until they made that cartoon. The original song had no reference to presents or Santa or anything. It was just a snowman. There's a lot of songs. Winter Wonderland is another one. It is not a Christmas song. It's a winter song. So I'm going to play Vern Meisner's doing Winter Wonderland. It's a winter song. We don't even have any snow up here. That is ridiculous for this far north in Minnesota. By the time you get past Thanksgiving, there's never not snow. This is insanity up here. I just worry that something terrible is coming. But anyway, this is a nice little 4-beat. Slow dance. So as they used to say, put your mittens around your kittens. Here's Vern Meisner in Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Vern Meisner there, Winter Wonderland, and that opens the floodgates, folks. Because from here on out, we're going to be slipping in some old-time Christmas records on the show between now and the holidays. So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared. Well, that's why I couldn't find the sleeve for this record. It's in a really old, beat-up, original brown paper sleeve. You're always looking for a nice, pretty red one, but no. All right, we got I got a 78 for the week picked out, so we're good there. I got a waltz picked out. We got to get in here before the show's over. Got a Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman waltz coming up here. But before any of that, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Ah, they love those boombas. Stan Wallowick and his Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. All this nonsense happens right here on your radio or your web stream or your download or your, I don't know, podcast or I have no idea. Podcast sounds like something from outer space. I don't know. But as you well know, in every show we like to get in 178 RPM record. They're made out of shellac and they run at 78 RPM, which is why we always say it's always great on a 78. Here's Walter Dumkowski. This is a nice old RCA 78 and a little tune here. Let me get the 78 shifter on the right speed here. And yeah, it's called the Veterans Polka. Here you go. Thank you. right, there you go. There's a little RCA magic for you there with the Veterans Polka. Walter Domkowski here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, doing it for another week here. I feel like time is like going super like space travel zoomy zippy fast here. I don't know. I can't decide what to do. I gotta get a waltz in here. That is absolutely required in the show. What the heck? Let's do Ray Budzelik and the Polka Town Boys. It's, of course, the Polka Town Hop. What else would you play? There you go, Ray Budzelik and the Polka Town Boys, the Polka Town Hop, of course, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got a waltz picked out and ready to roll over here. I think we might even fit in, a couple more songs. We're going to see how it goes here, but stand by, dancers. Your waltz is coming up in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, dancers, if you're ready for your waltz, we always do at least one at every show. I got one for you right now. Dancers, I assume by now, with the previous warning, you've got your coffee table shoved out of the way there, the kitchen table or whatever, the chairs are moved. You got a little room to dance, do you? All right, Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, it's the Bluebird Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. That's the Bluebird Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's do one from the Starlights, shall we? The Starlights Orchestra. Here's the Red Raven Polka. I'm trying to fit in two more songs today. Starlights Orchestra there from Little Falls, Minnesota, and the Red Raven Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, one of those records that you would normally just skip right over. When you're going through a big old handful of 45s, you'd come to this one, and you just pass it by. In fact, you might even throw it in the trash. This record is so beat up. Most of the paper is worn off the label. Not like ripped off or anything. It's worn off, and it's faded, and it's been spilled on, and somebody wrote on it in white crayon, "Good." That's why it's wore out, because it's a good record. The vinyl's all scratchy, and it looks like it's just been through hell and back. But the weird thing is, it still plays pretty good. So I think we're going to go out on this one. We're going to call this our miracle record this week, because by rights, this shouldn't even play. Here's Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra and the Blonde Secretary Polka. We'll be right back. Man, I'm telling you, if you looked at that record, you wouldn't even think that sucker would play. It's so beat up, but it sounded pretty good. Gene Wisniewski there. That's the Blonde Secretary Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And the old clock on the wall says, look at that, another hour has ticked by. So before anyone gets ticked off, I guess we'll wrap it up for another week. But I'll be back in just 7 days.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, hey, stay happy, everybody!